Here's a thought I'll title, Gray is Also a Mood. And I'm thinking about this because here I am on the Oregon coast, and man, is it gray down here. I'd forgotten how absolutely gray the Oregon coast can be. I've had some really sunny days and some great photography, but when the overcast comes in, it's really thick here on the Oregon coast, and it just rains and rains and rains. And so I've been a little bit frustrated, but then it dawned on me that I should listen to my own advice. Take what Mother Nature gives you. And if it's giving me gray, then that's what I need to be photographing, is gray. So I sat around and thought about this for a while and then conceived a project that would be gray as a mood. And the more I thought about it, the more excited about the photographic project I became. So even though what I wanted to be photographing was requiring nice, bright, sunny skies and white, puffy clouds and lovely crashing waves on the rock and all of that kind of stuff, what I got was something different, but now I had a way to deal with it. And I share this because not only am I very happy with the photographs that I got from the other day when I went out with this attitude, but I realized it led me to photograph something I had never, ever thought about photographing before. That when I went out into the landscape on the Oregon coast for years now, because I lived in Portland for 35 years, I had certain expectations of what I wanted to photograph. I've talked about this before, about what a questionable strategy that is to go out and demand something out of the landscape and then be disappointed if the landscape doesn't cooperate, because, of course, the landscape has no consciousness with which to cooperate, so it's totally in our own minds. So by simply changing what I was thinking about to one from acquisition to one of acceptance, I was able to put together what I think is a really interesting project for the next issue of Kokoro with these gray skies. And it all was launched when I realized that gray is a mood. And couldn't we say that about everything? It's because we have this ability to project human emotions onto the landscape. So why not? Why not consider every sort of mood and weather and subject something that we can photograph with interest if we can adapt ourselves to it? So if the landscape won't adapt to our wishes and demands, maybe it's as simple as we adapt ourselves to what the landscape is giving us and recognize the opportunities that are right before us, but we're simply, or at least I was, simply insensitive to them until I managed to manifest this shift in consciousness. And then, boom, there it was, something beautiful to photograph, something I couldn't wait to produce.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.